Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jason, we have talked ad nauseum throughout this Orioles season about what a dreadful offseason that Mike Elias had for this club, and that's in large part why this team has been eliminated from the playoffs with about 10 games to go or so. And lo and behold, we find out last week that Mike Elias has been promoted to president of baseball operations, and it didn't just happen last week.
Mm-mm.
It happened during the winter. And Ken Rosenthal and Britt Giroli, they were reporting on this story for The Athletic, and Britt Giroli joins us right now. And Britt, why do you think the Orioles didn't announce the promotion of Mike Elias and still haven't even put out a press release or anything to make it official?
Yeah, I'm not sure, guys. I mean, I think there's two schools of thought, right, Dave? If you want to be a cynic, you would say that, you know, they are a very secretive organization by nature, and this is just like another step in that. But, you know, I also talked to some people in that front office that truly believe this wasn't that big of a deal, that Mike Elias was already running baseball operations. He was already their highest ranking executive. Him being promoted to president is obviously a different title, but he's still going to remain the primary decision maker. So what's interesting about this, guys, is the only reason it leaked out, the only reason Ken and I got it, is because they started asking around about GMs. Mm-hmm. You know, they started kind of getting permission on this GM search. And, you know, when I first got wind of it, my thought was like, oh my, did they fire Elias? You know, like, what is going on? And then you dig into this and you realize that no, in spring training, they very quietly promoted him to president. And honestly, guys, what flummoxes me about the move, about not announcing the move, I guess, was that Mike Elias could have saved himself a lot of criticism online about, you know, his job security and stuff.
Yeah.
Had they just announced this. But I digress. I mean, I guess that this is how they chose to handle it. I don't think it's the most straightforward way to do it, but also I'm not surprised.
Well, some of the early reporting seems to indicate that people are pulling out and saying, I'm not interested. Do you think that some of that could have to do with them not wanting to be a part of what, again, a cynic or just me would say could look like a puppet regime? Like, if it goes well, Mike Elias hired you, and Mike Elias has been here 7 years, and all of his people are still in the building, so they're going to take the credit. And if it doesn't go well, then it might be the fault of the new guy or the new gal who has that title. But as we know, answers to the person who used to do the job.
No, I don't think that, because I think at the end of the day, these are hard jobs to get, these GM jobs. There's only 30 of them in baseball, pretty much. And, you know, if you're an assistant GM and you're coming to a place that really should be winning, and they have signaled that they want to compete next year. So, you know, oftentimes when you're looking at GM jobs, these are bad teams and bad clubs and ones that are in for rebuilds and stuff. So I actually think this is a good job if you're looking to be a GM and to move up in baseball. And I think certainly if you were to get there and the Orioles don't do well, anyone who's informed and who's been around and has been watching things isn't going to be like, oh, it's this new guy's fault. No, I think we'd all look at kind of maybe the deeper problems if they aren't good next year and if this continues to go in a downward friends. So, no, I think that they're going to get interest. I'm curious what type they hire, though, because they are so analytically driven mm-hmm. already. So, you know, would they get a quote-unquote more baseball person, someone with more of a, you know, boots-on-the-ground background, or would they add another analyst? Because, you know, mm-hmm. Michael Elias has been very frank in saying we need to reevaluate our processes, we need to reevaluate everything. They brought in Danny Haas from the Nationals organization. They're going to beef up that front office. I'm curious how much diversity of thought they are going to get. So, you know, I am going to hold out any opinion until they actually hire someone. I am very curious to see what they do with this hire.
Based on what scuttlebutt you're hearing, and as you were sort of probing around on, you know, not thinking this is what you were going to find, but reporting out what you were hearing about other, you know, requests for interviews, do you have any hunch as to how Manzolino may figure into this? And is there any part of you that thinks they may try to run it back with him?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, for the manager role? I don't know. I don't know how much they're doing in terms of, I don't know if they've even started that process yet, to mm-hmm. be honest with you. The season's still going on. They want a GM. You know, they could certainly, I think, include Tony in the mix. I think he's done a good job, and you look at the record under him, and that indicates that, you know, they've played better. That also indicates a lot of other things on the injury front, and they were playing so horribly that you knew they weren't going to play that bad for the rest of the season. Just like, it's just a numbers game. But I think he will be considered. I think it's interesting because clubs often hire the inverse of who they just had. Mm-hmm. Brandon Hyde was a first-time manager, a guy who didn't have a whole lot of experience. Do they go that way again, or do they say, look, we messed up. We don't have enough veteran players. We certainly don't have enough veteran coaches on our coaching staff. We need somebody with experience. And if that's the case, how is that person with experience going to mesh with the front office? So I'm really fascinated by what they're going to do mm-hmm. here, guys. Like, are they going to hire another inexperienced guy? Because there are pros and cons to that. I think you probably want someone that has been there and done that. Honestly, I think the perfect guy is like a Skip Schumacher. I just don't know if you're going to get him because he seems to be waiting in the wings in Texas to take over for Bruce Bochy, you know, but you want someone like that. You want someone who has played, who still believes in the analytics and the numbers, but is going to have a little bit of a presence for a team that really lacks that presence, really lacks a whole lot of veterans and a whole lot of experience. And I think that's often to their detriment.
We're speaking to Britt Giroli, who covers MLB for The Athletic. It's Inside Access on The Fan. And Britt, you brought up earlier in the interview with Mike Elias, if this would have came out, that definitely would quiet some of the job security part of all of this. But prior to this coming out, everybody was saying, Mike's going to be on the hot seat for 2026. This is one of the most pivotal off seasons that the Orioles have had in years. And now he's been promoted to president of baseball operations. And you brought up the point, okay, if things go sideways next year, no one's going to blame the GM, which I'm completely with you. But with all that being said, if things did go sideways for the Orioles and they don't make the playoffs again, like, is Mike Elias under any pressure by ownership? Could his job be in jeopardy at all?
That's a great question. And had I not reported and known that he was going to be promoted to president spring training, I would have said yes. I mean, it has to be. But now, this new wrinkle, you're like, okay, let's say he got promoted to president. I'm sure he got multiple years included in that, right? So, you know, I do think this is a pivotal year. I do think this ownership, you know, wants to turn things around quickly. The fan base is angry. I get it. They sat through a long rebuild. They still don't have a playoff win to show for that. But, you know, if they are a team that misses the playoffs again, does ownership say, hey, we're going to eat multiple years of Mike Elias's contract? That is a tough thing to do, right? And I don't think anyone thinks that he got promoted to president and got 1 year or 2 years. He probably got at least three. That's just my guess. I don't know that for a fact. That's pure speculating. But I think when you look at it, his seat is a little less hot for next season now, knowing what we know. I think he has to win. I think he knows he has to win. I think you're going to see them be a little more aggressive on the free agent market. And certainly we all know the pitching needs to get better. They need to go out. They need to totally improve that pitching staff. That combined with what you hope is a little bit, you know, of an upward progression for some of their young hitters, and they're a good team. But if they're not a good team, I don't know what happens. I really don't. I don't know what you can do because you committed to this path. So you have to see it through, which is why I never really thought they were going to change direction with Mike at the top, even before we knew about this promotion. I think you have to see this through with this current group of players because the window is going to close soon. They're going to be leaving for free agency. They're going to be expensive. You're going to get to the point where you're going to want to trade them so you don't get nothing for them. So it's a really like a long winded way of me saying, like, I don't know. I don't see a scenario where they pay him for multiple years.
Yep.
I don't. But again, we haven't been in this position with this new ownership group, and they did not hesitate to make a move very quickly on Brandon Hyde. So maybe they would, but certainly industry standard is usually you will eat a year. You probably won't eat more than that.
She's Britt Ciroli, does great work for The Athletic. Britt, thanks so much for taking
Safe
the time.
Travels.
We appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Thanks.
You got it. Coming up at the top of the hour, she's an IA Hall of Famer. She is Lucy Burge. What do you think the Burge thinks of Tom Brady being in the coach's booth, despite being a part of Fox's broadcast team?
I think she'd
take up for Tom.
Probably.
We'll find out at 4. But coming up next, we're going to take your calls. 410-583-1057. We just heard from Britt Ciroli. She didn't really shoot down the possibility of Tony Mansellino being the next full manager for the O's. What would you think of that? 410-583-1057. What are your concerns Ravens-wise with Mark Andrews, your expectations for Isaiah Likely? What are your early thoughts? Monday Night Football, Ravens, Lions, 410-583-1057. We're going to take your calls next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.